This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 28th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is enjoying a mild afternoon. Haifa is also sunny, making it a great day to be outside. Tonight, temperatures will drop slightly, bringing a comfortable evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has launched strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. This follows an overnight drone attack on Israeli troops at the Ali al-Tahrir Ridge, according to JNS from earlier today. Also, a report from JTA earlier this morning highlights the resilience of ELAL during wartime. Despite threats of bombs and airstrikes, Israel's national airline continues its operations without boasting. Also this hour, Walla reports the U.S. Army in Europe faces a severe shortage of advanced missile interceptors, raising concerns about its readiness against Russian threats. Separately, Israel Hayom notes that the UN Security Council will discuss alternatives to the UNIFIL force in southern Lebanon. The U.S. opposes extending the mandate while Israel has its reservations. And finally, I-24 News reports that Netanyahu engaged in a secret back channel with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza War. This emerged from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a prominent Israeli politician, stated today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaznews, a conflict monitoring account, noted today that Israel expels Dutch diplomats over a settlement trade ban. The Dutch parliament's decision has led to this diplomatic move. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in southern Lebanon. According to JNS, the operation targeted multiple Hezbollah positions. The Israeli military's response comes after a drone attack on the Ali al-Tahrir Ridge overnight. This escalation raises tension along the northern border, impacting regional stability. Turning to ELAL's resilience, JTA reports that despite the constant threat of airstrikes during conflicts, the airline maintains its operations. A supervisor mentioned they work under pressure without seeking accolades. This underscores the airline's critical role in ensuring connectivity and national morale during crises. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army's missile interceptor shortage in Europe is causing concern. As Walla details, there is a critical gap in defense capabilities against potential Russian aggression. This shortage might affect NATO's ability to respond effectively in a crisis, influencing European security dynamics. On the diplomatic front, the UN Security Council will discuss UNIFIL's future in southern Lebanon. Israel Hayom outlines that both the U.S. and Israel have reservations about extending the current mandate. This meeting could redefine international peacekeeping efforts in the region, affecting local security. Finally, Netanyahu's back channel with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza War, as reported by I-24 News, sheds light on secret negotiations. This revelation may influence public perception and diplomatic relations with Palestinian factions. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Dunitz Elad is set to acquire Dan Real Estate completely in a stock deal. This merger marks another significant move for the group, which recently merged with Elad Israel Residences. Separately, Katech highlights that Smart Shooter's order backlog has surged to $51.6 million, with significant contracts from the U.S., Asia Pacific, and Europe. This boost reflects the growing demand for their defense technologies. And finally, Walla Business reveals that the economic cost of reservists to Israel has increased. The chief economist notes that a month of reserve duty now costs up to 68,000 shekels per employee. This adjustment impacts national budgeting and resource allocation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.